As communities around the country rally round to support each other in the face of the pandemic, a rural local development company in the northeast is hoping a food bank initiative will be rolled out across the country. As local authorities take the lead in coordinating community response to COVID-19, a programme operating at St. Bertrand's College in Belturbet, which helps disadvantaged families, has been taken over and expanded to other towns in the county. Our northeast correspondent Sinead Hussey visited one of the hubs to find out more.
Thank you, Anthony. You're a gentleman as always. Thank you very much.
Anthony McGurran is a local butcher in Belturbet and has just dropped in some food for today's deliveries. Bags are being packed at the food hub here in Belturbet, which only opened last week. The idea came about when the schools closed. Mary Sheridan is principal of the local St. Brickin Secondary School.
It started with the school having involvement with the Food Cloud in Dublin. And we had just increased our provision, or were seeking to increase our provision, and we were in negotiations with Tesco in Cavan, who were supplying the school over the last 2 years for an after-school homework and study club. And in the weeks leading up to the midterm, we realised that the study club was increasing. So we were increasing the provision, and unfortunately, or fortunately as it turned out, the consignment was arriving on St. Patrick's Night, and I got a text to say that there were 9 pallets waiting for me in Cavan. And I just thought, well, we're in a community, we're in a crisis situation, there's people in rural isolation, there's people who are losing their jobs, there's all sorts of things. I cannot refuse this, so I'm going to take it.
And it's taken off from there. The civil defence, the fire service and the Gardaí are involved. They're now delivering food hampers to hard-pressed families and older people who are now cocooning. Sergeant Dermot Lavin is on duty today, and he makes his first delivery to 82-year-old Rose MacDonald.
There you go.
You'd all be welcome in for a cup of tea, but I know you can't.
It's lovely to think that people out there are thinking about and organising and helping. And it's wonderful the way they're helping out everybody. Now, I had a gentleman called, I know him well, he doesn't live far away, and he called and rapped the door and out, and he just said how I was, and he had the paper. He gave me the paper. He said, the paper, would I take? I said, I will. So I'll leave it in there. I can look a bit. As I say, a self usually does me for the week because I can run with my side and my eyes get very sore.
Rose believes that the community spirit we're seeing now will bring people closer again.
I feel this, I hope I'm right. I think we'll be closer, it'll bring us back. What I talked about us being a proud generation was proud in a way that we help each other. But nobody talked about it, and of course those males, and then you went to that field and you helped other men, but there was no talk. There was no fancy sandwiches or buns around, but soda bread and whatever.
There's now 8 food hubs set up across Cavan, with more to come on stream. Terry Hyland is head of the Cavan Local Development Company.
Cavan County Local Development is one of 49 not-for-profit local development companies delivering over €300 million of community programmes on behalf of various government departments to 175,000 people and over 10,000 community groups each year. This is a county-wide response. We feel that as a result of so many job losses over the last number of weeks, on top of consistent poverty that is already there in many communities across the county, there's a need to ensure that people do not go hungry over this period of time. So we feel that by having a centre across the county in each local community run by the community and voluntary sector who know the people locally, we can deliver a service of food parcels to those who are most in need.
And that was Terry Hyland ending that report by Sinead Hussey.